blockbuster and popcorn fun.
So Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Tom Cruise in that, I guess, right?
He's in that one, and remember, it was Dead Reckoning Part 1 was the last one a couple years ago. Yeah. It kind of underperformed because it came out the week before Barbie and Oppenheimer. But go watch that one. It's amazing if you haven't seen Dead Reckoning Part 1. The Final Reckoning is coming out this May, and I can't wait to see what crazy stunt Tom Cruise does in this one.
Anytime they put final in a film, you know it's not final. Like, they used to have Friday the 13th, the final chapter, then the next movie, A New Beginning. I mean, so I never fall for that final in there. It's they've got me once or twice on that. My favorite man in Hollywood. Well, really, you know, Milwaukee, but close to Hollywood. You've been there. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. You give us great insight into movies and The Brutalist. Now you got me wanting to go see that when it comes out here, finally. I can't wait. Thank you very much, my friend. I'll be watching the Golden Globes on Sunday, and we could talk about some of the winners and losers of the Golden Globes next week. How's that sound?
Very good. And hey, everyone, there's so much stuff out at the box office. Go check out a movie.
Yeah. Okay, Brett. See you soon.
See ya. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, 801 WRJN. You know what that means. It's news time. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Receive Kenosha. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. New Orleans' French Quarter is bustling again, 2 days after 14 people were killed in the truck attack on Bourbon Street.
The presence here of the police and the state patrol, and I think I've seen some guys from the reserves. It's pretty safe.
Police say they've added more features to block vehicles from getting on sidewalks. The FBI now says the attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar, acted alone. His brother, Abdur Rahim Jabbar, says he's still in shock.
This is completely out of character for him, you know, these actions. And they're also not any type of representation of what it means to be a Muslim.
He says when he last saw his brother 6 months ago, he seemed fine. CBS's Tony DeCopel is learning more about the victims who lost their lives.
Zach Colgan's cousin, Matthew Tenodorio, was 25. A goofball, he remembers.
His laugh was contagious. If he had a superpower, that would be like his secret superpower to make people laugh.
Reggie Hunter, meanwhile, was 37, a father of two from Baton Rouge, his youngest son just a toddler. And his cousin, Sherelle Robinson Jackson, says what he loved was his family.
They're feeling numb right now. They're hurting.
The FBI has found no connection between the New Orleans attack and the Cybertruck explosion outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Investigators say the man found dead in the truck was Special Forces Sergeant Matthew Leibelsberger. ATF Special Agent Kenny Cooper says the truck was packed with fireworks.
The level of sophistication is not what we would expect from an individual with this type of military experience. The materials inside that Tesla were fuel to help fuel a greater explosion.
Leibelsberger had shot himself in the head just before the explosion. The 119th Congress convenes today and will elect its leaders. CBS's Nicole Killian says it's not clear if House Speaker Mike Johnson will hold on to that role.
He met with members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus Thursday, but several Republicans wouldn't tip their hand about whether they'll back him. Kentucky's Tom Massey has said he is a hard no. Indiana's Victoria Spartz is still deciding. And Texas Representative Michael Cloud says he wants changes and is exploring a third option.
CBS's Mark Strassman is in Plains, Georgia, with an update on the final preparations for the farewell to former President Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter lived here most of his life, both before and after his presidency. And tomorrow morning, a hearse carrying his body will drive to the peanut farm that was his childhood home. A farm bell will toll 39 times for the 39th president.
Later tomorrow, Carter will lie in repose at his presidential library in Atlanta. Next week, he will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol in Washington ahead of his funeral at the National Cathedral. Futures higher this morning. Wall Street looking to rebound from yesterday's losses. Dow futures up 104. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
The Bucks fall to the Nets again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Nets, 113 to 110. Milwaukee now 1-3 against Brooklyn. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I mean, all four games have basically been the same game. We came back and won. They beat us the first game. And then the game here without Giannis and Dame, that was the only game that we actually had a big lead.
The Bucks will host Portland tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers back in action against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's already clinched a playoff spot, so will they play all of their starters this Sunday?
I think we got to go in with the mindset that everybody can expect to play the entire game, and we're going to win, you know, play a football game to win the game, and that's how we always approach it and always will approach it. And, you know, some guys could have less snaps than they normally might get, but that is to be determined.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon, but that wind from the northwest at around 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor in the single digits all day today. Tonight, mostly clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
You know, I've been obsessed my whole life with staying in shape and you know, working out and everything, but I'm telling you, I'm 40, and another 40 years, I'll be 80. There's no stopping it. I'm at a crossroads now. I'm thinking about maybe I should just start drinking and eating everything I want to eat. Because, you know, when you're 22, when you hurt something, it's probably because you did something, huh? I got the flu this year. I start coughing. I pull the muscle. I go and get my eyes checked, and I've always had amazing vision, really good vision, and I go to get my eyes checked, and the doctor says one eye's gone bad. How does one eye go bad? I don't remember overusing one eye. You guys want to play some ball? Let's play some ball. No, I'm saving this one till I'm 40.
Yeah.
baby. I like the way he says baby. Louie. Kingsman, it's 8:11. Local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 24. Clear today. Lows around 10. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 23. And Sunday, cloudy with a high near 28. When I came in this morning, it was like 24 degrees. What was it? 20. When did I write it down here? I made a note of it on here. It was 24 degrees when I came in this morning. It's now 18. It's going the wrong direction. All right. I got some odd but trues for you this morning. You know, it's only been 47 years. I'm a little longer than that. Let's see, 3 years. It's been 50 years. 50 years since France executed the criminal with the guillotine. France was still executing people when Star Wars came out in theaters. You know why they stopped? Somebody had an 8mm camera, and they filmed the execution, and it went viral throughout all of France, and there was an outcry, and that was the end of that. And until the year 1915, it was actually legal to mail a baby through the U.S. Postal Service. What do you put stamps on the kid? How does that even happen, huh? That's hard to believe, huh? Here's CCR, Traveling Band.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight?
my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said
song, a bit of a downer, but still a beautiful song. End of the World, Skeeter Davis, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. What a good song from her, Skeeter Davis, country artist, but she crossed over into the into pop music with that song. It's, let's see, 8:17, local news, timeless hits, and it's time for some more entertainment news with Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood has a reputation of being progressive, but as a recent drill down would indicate, that isn't always the case. According to Variety, despite women directing some of 2024's critically acclaimed hits like Baby Girl, The Fire Inside, and The Substance, overall, women directed just 16% of the 250 top-grossing films from last year. That is about the same percentage as 2023. When you drill down even further, women directed only 11% of the top 100 grossing films from last year. 23-year-old music phenom Billie Eilish had the most streamed song of 2024. The song Birds of a Feather off Eilish's third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, was streamed over 1.75 billion times on Spotify. The song was written by Eilish and her brother Phineas. Birds of a Feather has been nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Solo Performance of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin's Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of 7 state-of-the-art simulators. Sharpen your skills, then relax with great food, drinks, and January football on 12 big-screen TVs. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com. Go to wrjn.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Be alone again. The only girl I
Rhythm of the Brain, local news, timeless hits for you here at WRJN, where it's sunny and 18 degrees here at Radio Park. Question, does having more money ultimately bring on more stress? Someone polled 5,000 people. Only 12% said more money means more stress. 60% weren't even sure. 28% said they don't know. People who make a lot more are more likely to say it's not true. In other words, most people who are well off financially admit it doesn't make life more stressful. You know what? Give me $1 million. Let me do my own research on this. I'll let you know if I'm more stressed out or not. I don't need to read about it. I need to experience it. And then give me my report. All right, it's 6:24, local news, timeless hits. Midnight Confessions. Here come the Grassroots.
I love you. Put a little gold ring. You wear a
chops. It's that same old song, Sugar Pie Honey. It's 8:29, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Every morning I have an English muffin for breakfast. And here's the newest thing we've been doing wrong our entire life. You're not supposed to use a knife to cut an English muffin in half. You're supposed to be using a fork. You shouldn't even use a knife because it cuts the nooks and crannies wrong and can ruin the entire English muffin eating experience for you. It's better to use a fork or just pull the sides apart with your hands. Now, this isn't secret information, by the way. The Thomas's English Muffin website clearly states, do not use a knife. As a matter of fact, they even put it on their packaging. It goes to show you, no one ever reads the instructions anymore. I do. I still use a knife because it's easier, and the muffin comes out a lot smoother. It's 8:30 right now. Let's check news of the morning, see what's going on.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon, but that wind from the northwest at around 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor in the single digits all day today. Tonight, mostly clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
And something else I don't understand, please, the death row. Death row, they're going to tell you today they're going to kill you and expect you to be there. We all know we gonna die, but we don't know the date. They give you the date. I'm coming to get you next Thursday. So don't plan nothing the rest of the week. They give you a calendar and the rest of the prisoners just be messing with you. So what you doing this Friday? Oh, that's right, you ain't even gonna be here.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Cut me working for you. Whoa. Sign, sign, everywhere a sign. Blocking out your scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign? Anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight.
So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right? Put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in. If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner." Membership card to get inside.
Band Signs. I think the next time we need an announcer here and we put an ad in the paper or an ad wherever we put it, long-haired freaky people need to apply. I think that we should put that in and see what shows up at our front door here. That should be fun. Hey, the company that makes Roomba is guaranteeing that their newest model is able to detect and avoid solid pet waste. In other words, poop. So their robot vacuums no longer track disgusting messes throughout the house. Can you imagine setting your Roomba and going to work, coming home, and you find your pet's mess over the entire house, every square foot. Whoa. That's enough to make you just sell the house and move. The Bobby Fuller Four, I Fought the Law, the Law Won at WRJN.
I baked in the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the I never found it.
wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Code of Rome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the words of a sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an iPhone camera. I love to take a photograph. So mama, don't take my car from away. If you took all the girls I knew when I was single, brought them all together for one night, I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
Kodachrome. Youngsters have no idea what Kodachrome is. It was a type of film. You don't know what a film is. Yeah, it was something you put on the camera. You know what cameras are, right? You used to load them with film, and Kodak made this color film called Kodachrome film. Still don't get it? Okay. Ask your grandparents about it. They might remember. All right, according to a survey, doctors are respected more than any other profession, followed by military officers, firefighters, scientists, and nurses. Wait a second. Where's disc jockeys on this list? Let me get on the list here. See. Wow. Burglars, scam artists. Oh, there's disc jockey under scammers. All right. I found us. It's 8:43 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Right now, we've got a sunny morning, beautiful morning. Problem is, it's 18 degrees. Make it 17 now. Just drop 17 at Radio Park.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. 8:46, local news, time to sit. Coming up in a moment, we're going to talk to Mike Clemens. We can talk sports, local sports here. See what's going on with our Packers. We got men's basketball. The Badgers playing tonight. Iowa comes to Wisconsin, and it's a 5 p.m. Pregame showtime here on WRJN this afternoon, so we'll talk more about that. What is the most trusted brand in America? Well, starting from the bottom, it's Home Depot, Colgate, The Weather Channel, Cheerios, Visa, CVS Pharmacy, UPS, Clorox, and the number one trusted brand name is Band-Aid. And I was thinking about that. And we all trust Band-Aids, don't we? I mean, we even say, we never ask for a bandage, which is the generic name. When we cut ourselves, you got a Band-Aid? We always refer to it as Band-Aid. That is a trusted name. Also, Puffs. I would add that in there, too. When I have a cold, I've got to have a carton of Puffs tissues. Right in front of me here. Hey, it's 8:47, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's time for sports, local sports. Mike Clemens is here. A lot going on. It's 8:50. And Mike, we've got, first of all, let's start off with what's coming up tonight. We've got men's basketball, and that's at 5 p.m. Iowa coming to town, right?
Is that the pregame starts there?
Yeah, pregame at 5.
Tip-off time is at 6 o'clock tonight at the Kohl Center, and it's the Badgers. After a holiday break, Greg Garden and his guys got some time off there. They're back in action tonight against the Iowa Hawkeyes, and both teams with records of 10-3 so far. But they're just getting into the conference play. So this should be a good test for the Badgers. I guess their advantage is they're at 5. They're at the Kohl Center tonight up in Madison, so they'll have home field, home court advantage tonight against Iowa.
Well, before we talk about the Bears taking on the Packers at Lambeau, let's talk about what happened last week with the Vikings earlier this week.
Yeah, Sunday night, Packers losing to the Vikings 27-25. Packers falling behind again. They had a fumble on the opening drive. And, you know, one of the things that I came out of that game is, yeah, the Vikings have got some really good, talented players on offense with Justin Jefferson, perhaps the best wide receiver in the NFL, Addison, T.J. Hockenson, their tight end. You know, you can cover all those guys. And the next thing you know, there's this kid, Jalen Naylor, and he's wide open over the middle and uncovered. He's got like 5 catches and a touchdown there in the first half. And the Vikings, you know, they picked up Aaron Jones, the former Packers running back, doing a good job. And then Sam Darnold, the quarterback for the Vikings. He's a guy that struggled for several years with the Jets, a first-round pick, and then had a cup of coffee with the Panthers, was with the 49ers last year. I wonder what Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the 49ers, is thinking, like, how do we let this guy go? Because he's just really efficient with the football. And his head coach, Kevin O'Connell, is probably going to be named Coach of the Year for how he's turned this guy around. And when I watch these games, and you know, in the press box, Don, you know, I'm writing down stats. I'm checking replays on a monitor. I'm monitoring, you know, what's being said over the air. I get the binoculars, and it's, okay, let's watch this left tackle and his one-on-one for the next 3 or 4 plays. And at some point in that game in the third quarter, I just kind of put all that down and said, just take this in. And Jordan Love, the Packers quarterback, you know, he'll drop back, plant, and throw, and the ball is just, you know, goes up into the air, way kind of big rainbow, and you're kind of like, all right, I'm not quite sure who that's intended for. Where Sam Darnold, it's snap, plant, throw, like mid-range throws. You, as soon as the ball's coming out of his hand, which is quickly, you're just with the naked eye, you can say, oh, he's got an open guy over the middle, and that's where the ball goes. So it's just more crisp, it's quicker. And that's the way the Vikings got their offense running, and you know that's why they've had as many wins as they've had. The Packers were very frustrated. That was not just another game for them. You know, when you're on the coaching staff, and even though they've clinched and they're going to go to the playoffs and play somebody next weekend, probably the Eagles in Philadelphia, it's not a good look when you've only got one win in your division for the year. And that was against the Bears down in Chicago, and if it hadn't been for blocking a field goal, you would have lost that game, too. So that was a very frustrating loss for the Packers coaching staff, to be sure.
Well, we got breakfast with the Bears and the Packers, 10 a.m. pregame showtime. So you can actually have breakfast with us this Sunday and listen to the pregame.
And with Wayne and Larry, with the call and their great staff, John Kuhn, the former fullback, does a great job on the sidelines giving you information. If anything, if you're watching the game on TV, you know, turn on WRJN and put it in the background because it's right in sync with what's on the TV. And, you know, the Bears, they got nothing to lose, man. They're trying to snap a 10-game losing streak. And then there's a streak between the Bears and the Packers. The Packers, you remember Aaron Rodgers saying, I own you, when he was down in Chicago a couple of years ago? Yeah, they have beat the Bears now 11 times in a row. So Sunday would be the 12th if they can pull off that win. Bears have got a pretty, you know, at times I think a dangerous defense. I mean, everyone talks about Caleb Williams, their quarterback, and his struggles and under pressure and scrambling around and trying to throw the ball downfield. Nobody talked about the fact that the Bears' defense just held the Seahawks, pretty good team, to 6 points last week. So, you know, I think what the Packers want to do is just get in there, see if they can get a lead, a comfortable lead, secure a win, and let the chips fall where they may, whether they're the 6th seed or the 7th seed after all the games are done with by Sunday night. And, you know, and then put in Malik Willis in a quarterback for Jordan Love. Start resting your starters so they can get ready for the playoffs the next week.
Okay, some Pro Bowlers named from the Packers for the Pro Bowl coming up. Three of them, right?
Three of them. And I think what was most surprising is, you know, is that the Packers, two players that they brought in, that they added to the team in free agency, named to the Pro Bowl their first year in Green Bay. Josh Jacobs, the running back, who like leads the league in yards in the first half because they've been giving him the ball a lot to start off their games offensively. This will be his third Pro Bowl. He got two when he was with the Raiders. And then Xavier McKinney, the 24-year-old safety they picked up from the Giants, who came to Green Bay and had a meeting with Jacobs, with Matt LaFleur, the defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. They were very impressed by how these guys treated these guys, related to them, and so Xavier decided to sign with the Packers or so many other teams that he was looking at. But he wanted to get to a winning team and get out of the situation with the Giants, who really struggled this year. And so both these guys, you know, Brian Gutekunst brings in a guy on defense and a guy on offense, and they both go to the Pro Bowl in the first year. That's pretty good accomplishment. And then the third guy named is Rashawn Gary. Now, a lot of the people that, you know, really cover the Packers, like, see, they paid this guy four years, $96 million, and, you know, he hardly gets a sack. Well, he's got 6.5 quarterback sacks. He's had 9 in his best years so far. But you talk to their defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, and he says, listen, he's doing what we're telling him to do. He's taking that left tackle, pushing it back into the pocket, and either hurrying up the quarterback or containing the backfield so the running back doesn't get out of the way. That's what we want him to do. If he gets a quarterback sack, fine. But what he's doing is he's blocking up the offense, and that's what we're asking him to do. And I don't care about sacks. I care about the scoreboard. So Rashawn Gary named to the Pro Bowl as well.
When is the Pro Bowl? That's coming up in what?
It comes up like a week before February, and you know, it's no longer a game. This is all sports, whether it's the NBA and even the baseball's All-Star game. That's still about the closest thing. They're all kind of All-Star games, but you know, the players just started phoning it in years ago, and you know, with all the good things that the NFL does, they still haven't quite figured out what to do with it. So they, you know, they have a series of games. It almost looks like a kid's carnival game at a public school. They throw footballs. They jump over things. It looks more like a track meet. I haven't really followed it because they eliminated the game a couple of years ago.
You know what it is, too? Nobody wants to get hurt in the Pro Bowl.
Well, that's it. No. That's exactly it. I mean, they don't want to have us, and that's happened. You know, you put on your helmets, your shoulder pads, and you play patty cake, and still you end up, you know, twisting your knee and having a torn ACL. I mean, that has happened, and you know, that's a nightmare to have a serious injury in a meaningless game.
Okay, we're gonna quickly get about a minute and a half here. The Bucks. Let's talk about their loss to the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, they fell behind. They were down by 24 points to the Nets last night at Pfizer Forum. And so for the second time in a week, they lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets, a struggling team. The final last night was 113-110. So typical struggle, get to about the end of the third quarter, and then Giannis says, okay. He puts the team on his back, and he starts running up and down the court. They score 20 unanswered points. But at the very end, Dame Lillard missed a couple of three-pointers with about 4 seconds left, and the Nets are able to pull out a win. So the Brooklyn Nets, you know, they in the four-game series, they beat the Bucks 3-1 this year, and that's not a good look. Doc Rivers said after the game, you know, this happens. We play one of these younger teams, and they're running up and down the court. And if we don't slow down the game and pass the ball more instead of just taking shots, and if we're not hot and missing the three-pointers, these teams get out ahead of us. And that's how he explained that 3-1 record against the Nets.
I didn't check it, but every New Year's Eve, the Harlem Globetrotters come to Milwaukee to take on the New York Generals. And I forgot who, I didn't see who won the game. And the New York Generals have won a few times against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, they have.
They've won a few games against them. And I didn't see what the score was. But people don't go for the game. They go for the fun.
I just know that when I was a kid, I fell for that curly thing every time. I thought it was going to splash you with water and a bunch of confetti came up. It got me every time.
You know, I did see the Harlem Globetrotters when Meadowlark Lemon played for them, and I was walking through the parking lot of the VIPs park, And there was the license plate, Lemon. And I said, that's got to be Meadow. Well, that's Meadowlark's car, Lemon.
Those guys were such great ambassadors.
Yeah.
And they really did have some tricks and stuff. The fact is, I don't know. I mean, you know, when Jerry West and those guys were playing, they just played straight basketball. And all the tricks that these guys could do in the Globetrotters, you know, they decided on those careers. But I got news for you. I mean, almost anybody on an NBA roster now can do all those things. That's just out
there. Yeah, but they don't have the rubber band on the ball.
They don't. Yeah.
And by the way, the Harlem Globetrotters, not from Harlem. They're from Chicago.
That'll be some flagrant technical.
Got the rubber band on it. Hey, Mike, good talking to you. We'll talk to you next Friday morning once again at 8:50, okay?
Okay, Dad, have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye now. All right, it's 9 o'clock on the noggin. Coming up next is Dan Marcus all day today, then until 2 o'clock. Kurt Fallman at 2, and then at 5 o'clock, we've got Badger basketball. Iowa coming to town, 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off time. Right here at WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Catch you Monday.